Let's just review for a moment what we did last week, and then we can pick up with and develop the idea further. I think we should have the time to get through all of the nafkaminas and issues that the Minchas Chinuch raised in this Beis HaKira. So we mentioned that Kedarko, the Minchas Chinuch's presentation, is incredibly wide-ranging, and the one of the benefits of Minchas Chinuch is the incredible bekiyus that you get. Well, in our limited time, we're not focusing on that as much as in this particular case. Minchas Chinuch has a very compelling, potentially controversial, but compelling and famous chiddush about the nature of Pur Revu, and we wanted to spend our time focusing on that, his issues, his proofs, his development, his nafkaminas, and we even saw briefly last week even those who disagree with him. So, b'kitzur, what we saw last week was that the Minchas Chinuch started off with the question that, at least according to some sources, you are yotzei the mitzvah Pur Revu even with a child that is a mamzer based on a bias isser. And Minchas Chinuch asked the obvious question, how could that be? It should be a mitzvah b'avera, in which the mitzvah is batel, and you don't get credit for it. So the Minchas Chinuch uses that question as a vehicle to raise the following chakira, which is the nature of Pru Urvu. Is it the Maisa Bia? On the one hand, that is a Maisa that the person can do. So usually we think of mitzvos, it's in our hands to do it. So that makes sense, that the one thing that we can do, that's what the Torah commands us. On the other hand, that's a long way away from the children, so that would be a weird kind of thing. You did the Maisa Mitzvah, 9 months at best, typically before the Mitzvah is finished. But it's possible. Alternatively, the Mitzvah is not the Maisa, as much as the Mitzvah is the Kiyum, the result of actually having children. This makes a certain intuitive sense when we think of the Mitzvah being have children, so now there are children. Mitzad Sheni, it's been months and months and months since you did anything. What did you do then? Especially since the chiyuv d'oraisa is on the man. And just ask any woman at the moment of labor, she'll tell you, you're not doing anything. And yet that's when the mitzvah is. So neither of them are perfect or glot, if you will. But those are the two possibilities. The Minchas Chinuch himself strongly goes for the latter approach. He says the mitzvah is the totzah. Now how does that help us for the problem of mamzer? Because based on earlier sources, he assumes that mitzvah b'aveira is only a problem if what? If the mitzvah and the aveira happen simultaneously at the same time. And therefore, lu yitzuyer, if we would have said that the mitzvah is the bia, so then the bia is the mitzvah, and the bia in this case is aser, then you'd have a problem. But since the aveira, which is terrible, happened 9 months ago, okay, so you'll have to pay for that. But now, 9 months later, you had a child, so the good doesn't take away the bad doesn't take away the good. They're two separate things. You could have an Aveira 9 months ago, and you could have a mitzvah today. That was his question and answer based on his chiddush about the nature of Pru Urvu. The one other thing we saw in the Minchas Chinuch himself last week was that his proof was the tragic case of if somebody has children who predeceased them. Let's say a person had exactly one boy and one girl, which is what we paskin is the minimum requirement for the daraisa of Pru Revu, and let Rachmana Litzlan, one of them predeceases the parents and dies in their lifetime. So we paskin that you actually retroactively were not yotzei the mitzvah. So even though that goes even beyond the original chakira we mentioned, it is an extreme formulation, an extreme way of saying that the mitzvah is the children. Apparently it's the children and them living and them outliving you. You have to add a few things to the sentence, but at minimum it's clearly not the bia. It's clearly the result of having children. That was his proof, and that's what we really saw developed in the Minchas Chinuch himself. We mentioned, I think it was at the end of this year, that there was a group of achronim who actually argued and presented this alternative approach. I mentioned, I think, in the name of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Har Tzvi, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that they held that, no, the actual mitzvah is the Maisa Bia. That's what in your hands to control. And I mentioned an interesting twist on that I saw in the name of Rav Shach, who also said that approach, that the mitzvah is the bia. What is having children? That's nothing. So his formulation, which I thought was very sharp, is the mitzvah is the bia. Having the children is the patur. Meaning you're chayiv to have bia, you're chayiv l'hishtadel to have children until you have the boy and the girl. Once you have those children, then mameli you're potter. Again, I didn't see this anywhere, but I gave an analogy of the way some achronim understand the mitzvah of drinking on Purim, that the mitzvah is to keep on drinking until you're drunk. The mitzvah isn't to get drunk, it's just that when you're drunk, you're potter. So that seems to be what Rav Shach was saying about Pur Revu. The mitzvah is to try, is to have the bia, but it's just that when you have children, mameli you're potter. And therefore, I think this we might have been rushing too much, so maybe I didn't dot that final I. So Rav Shach says, it's not a question. why is it mitzvah b'aveira? Because the question of minchas tinnah presupposes that you were being mekayim the mitzvah at the time of having children, and then how could that be? He says, but it doesn't. It's not true. All it means is that when you have the child, that's not when you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's when you're putter. But that has nothing to do with the aveira. The aveira happened at the same time, way earlier. Okay, that's I think more or less what we saw at the end of last week. If we have, I'll just mention one last thing, and then we'll get into the Minchas Tinnah himself. I apologize, but I hope this is helpful. I won't always have so many extra things to say, but as I said, this is a very rich topic. I have a sefer by my makom called the Avnei Chein, which is a commentary on the Minchas Chinuch, written by one of Rav Elyashiv's grandchildren. So in that sefer, he quotes from his grandfather, from Rav Elyashiv, that he also argued on the Minchas Chinuch, but on a different premise. That is to say, he holds it is mitzvah b'aveira. It is mitzvah b'aveira. But unlike the Minchas Chinuch, not every mitzvah b'aveira, meaning that the aveira did happen at the same time, but not every mitzvah b'aveira negates the mitzvah. You would think that's like definitional to what mitzvah b'aveira means. But it seems like Elyashiv was saying is, he accepts the assumption of the Minchas Chinuch that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the children. He accepts that assumption. And yet, it's not a problem mitzvah b'aveira. Specifically, why not? Not because of the reasons the Minchas Chinuch said. But rather, he said, not every mitzvah b'aveira negates the mitzvah. Why? Because that's shaking a lulav or eating matzah, where the whole mitzvah is the maisa. And if you did the Maisa B'Isra, that cancels out the Maisa. But here, like the Minchas Chinuch says, there's a Metzias of children. You can't cancel them out. They don't disappear. Therefore, since there's an ongoing result, residual impact of your mitzvah, as a result, even though maybe you did a mitzvah and aveira at the same time, not every mitzvah and aveira, even if they happen at the same time, will negate the mitzvah. So that, the Minchas Chinuch never even considered that. Right, that was an option. The Quran was impossible. That was the whole premise of his question, that if the mitzvah and the aveira happen at the same time, of course the mitzvah is negated. And Rav Elyashiv apparently held, no, lav dafka, even if it happened at the same, even if you hold, like those other achronim, that the mitzvah and the aveira are happening at the same time, they're both the biyah, still, since there's a mitzias of children, you wouldn't say that mitzvah aveira means batel ha-mitzvah. Okay, now we'll spend the rest of the time. Let's focus now on the Minchas Chinuch himself. Okay, and now let's go to the first thing on your new sheet, and that is Os Yudalin. So the Minchas Chinuch gives his second, and this is a nafka mina slash proof that he is very convinced by. Says Minchas Chinuch as follows: if you accept my approach that the mitzvah is the children, not the bia, b'zem miyushav al nachon ma shehiksha b'sefer Turi Evan lagon shagis aryeh in Minchas Rosh Hashanah. Right? As we know, as we mentioned many times in the past, you know, our tradition is to call tzaddikim by the names of their prominent sfarim, and you have certain people who are zochet have more than one prominent sefer. So the person who wrote the tshuva sefer, Shagas Aryeh, also wrote the Turi Evan on three mesechtos, one of which is Rosh Hashanah, and there in the Turi Evan Rosh Hashanah, he asked the following question. Now he really... if you don't know this Gemara, you couldn't understand the Minchas Chinuch unless you looked it up. I don't think he explains all. I don't think he includes the part of the Gemara that really is the basis of his question. The Gemara there talks about if you were forced to eat matzah, you could be yotzei. And the Gemara has different theories exactly. What do we talk? What does that mean? Forced, not forced, etc. And basically, the conclusion of the Gemara is that we're talking about a person who didn't know what he was doing. Unfortunately, it's called itim cholim, itim shota. A person who, unfortunately, sometimes is psychotic, doesn't understand what's going on in the world, at which point he is technically patur and is not obligated in mitzvos. And then, but this particular person, I guess this is both a klala and a bracha, he goes in and out, in and out. So the Gemara says, what happens if a person like that ate matzah at a time when he was potter? He ate matzah, the beginning of the Seder, he was a shota, nebuch, and he ate matzah then. But the singing and the all the other stuff and all the grandkids, everyone was around, and by the end of the Seder, he's back to his old Grandpa Joe. Baruch Hashem, he had a little bit of a refuah shlema, he reconnected, and it's not chatzos yet, and he quickly has a kazayasim, So the question is, we have to eat matzah. So no, Grandpa, you did eat matzah. You don't realize you ate matzah 3 hours ago. Is he yotzei with that achila or not? That's what and the answer we say is no. If you do a mitzvah at a time that you're putter, even if you stop the school, you cannot rely on that mitzvah. You can't do a mitzvah when you were potter and have that count for when you're chayiv. Right? That's the Gemara that he's quoting. In light of that, and here he summarizes it, mavur sham talkein lo yati dechova b'achilas matzah kishushota came into us potter in a mitzvah so einu niftar b'zman chayiv b'mash asa b'zman potter. Right? That's I jumped the gun. Love too excited when I teach these things. That's exactly what the Menachas Chinuch says there, right? He summarizes the Gemara, but again, you don't get enough of the quote in the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara says, and he gives you the summary of the punchline. That the principle seems to be, if you do a mitzvah b'shas p'tur, that does not help you if you subsequently become chayiv, even if we're still in the window of the mitzvah. So comes along, here comes the Turi Evans bam kasha. Ikshal zebe sefer Turi Evan. Heich mevur kan. How you lo bonim begiuso vinisgayer kiyam a mitzvah? How begiuso potem priver review de bnei noach ena mitzuvim? Now he has previously mentioned, again, there's this huge minchas chinuch which we're taking slices of, but he has previously mentioned that there are sources that say, what if you have a non-Jew who's at the time that he's a non-Jew, he's not obligated in purvu, and he had children, unless he had a boy and a girl, and let's say the ganza mishpucha, everybody converts together. So the halacha is, at least certainly the way the Minchas Chinuch paskins, you are Yotzei Peruvu. You are Yotzei Peruvu. And apparently the Turi Evan understood it that way also. So comes along the Turi Evan and asks a question. Again, this is the Turi Evan is before the Minchas Chinuch. Nothing to do with our, at least not explicitly about our Chakira. But the Turi Evan is bothered, as he says explicitly, how could it be? How could it be that if you had children, Havalu Banim, big you, so you had children one year, a non-Jew, a Gentile, you convert together, you're Yotzei. That obviously contradicts the principle that we just found in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Because if you eat matzah at a time when you're potter, even though 3 hours later you became chayiv because thank God you had a refuah shleima, we don't say you rely, you can Yotzei with the matzah you had 3 hours ago. You have to eat new matzah. So how could we say if I had children 10 years ago when I'm a non-Jew, even 1 year ago when I'm a non-Jew, but now that I'm a convert and I'm chayiv, I can rely on that. That's like eating the matzah when I'm a shota. That's eating the. That's having the mitzvah b'shas p'tur. Right? That's the kasha of the Turei Evan. And I have to admit, I didn't look it up inside recently. I don't recall. But certainly the way the Minchas Chinuch records it, that he doesn't have an answer. He leaves it b'tzar chiyun. So says the Minchas Chinuch. Ulefi mashe kasavnu lo koshe midi. Beautiful, says the Minchas Chinuch. According to our whole approach now, not only do I have an answer for the question, it's not a question. The whole question doesn't get off the ground. Lishitasi says the Minchas Chinuch. Debish lama matzah v'lulav diyotza hamitzvah kishachal matzah onata lulav alkein shapiri nota loachal beishaya patur eno potra lismanachiv. If you have a mitzvah in which the whole mitzvah is the maisa de achilas lo achilas matzah, tkiya shofar or shmiya shofar or whatever it is, right? Achilas matzah, ntilas lulav. Let's take these examples, easy examples. The whole maisa is the mitzvah. So if I did that maisa when I'm potur, can I rely on that 3 hours later or even 1 hour or 1 minute later? No. He doesn't give us an analogy, but I tell me if you think this is a bad analogy. What if I shook the lulav 1 minute before Sukkos? What if I made Kiddush 1 minute before Shabbos? But it should count. But I did Kiddush. No, but you did it when you're putter. It doesn't count. So here, if the mitzvah is the maisa, the maisa ended in the preseason or when you were on the disabled list. You're in the unable to perform list. Doesn't matter if you hit the shot. You don't count. You're not on the team now. So says Minchas Chinuch, that's for sure. That makes sense. That's the principle of the Gemara. But that's limited to mitzvahs where you did the mitzvah. It's been completely done and exhausted when you were not obligated. The fact that you're now obligated X amount of time later, but that's totally divorced from the Maisa. You can't go back and, you know, connect to that. However, he says, L'shitasi, that's not where Peruvu is. Avalhaka. The mitzvah is the result of having children. And he added, the mitzvah is b'chol rega. He added that because of the tragic case of if you have hayulo banim v'mesu. We see that it's not only the result of having children, but there's an ongoing mitzvah with them. So in that case, imkain b'geiruso b'eis shechal alav achiyuv makayim mitzvah spirit rivya tariyesh lo banim. Ain't anu lavo machmas kim ha mitzvah de betchila. given his whole approach, his whole chiddush about puravu, it's perfect because the whole mitzvah is the result of having children. Ein achinami, the bia and the that they had when they were non-Jews, you can't rely on that. But good news says minach sinach is that's not part of the mitzvah anyway. That's just the hechsher mitzvah. The actual mitzvah is the ongoing mitzvah of the children. But that, so when they convert, now it's true that this is the issue which I don't want to get bogged down in. There's a very complicated question of when, to what extent does a convert remain related to past children? The issue of yichus. The minach sinach is clear. Again, if you take a look, again, we're just doing highlights of the minach sinach. There's plenty more for you to do on your own if you're interested. But the minach sinach makes it clear repeatedly that if you have a situation in which a parent and the child does not, there's no yichus, no halachic kurva, then enechanami, that would be bravu. But in this case, where the parents and children convert together, we assume there is yichus. And therefore, there should be kiyum of puravu. L'shitasi, says the Minchas Hanuch, explains why beautifully. Because the mitzias is that they had children. And that children, we're not going to say that you get, quote unquote, points for the first 7 years of their life when you weren't Jewish, because then you weren't a chayiv. But the mitzias, that Baruch Hashem, they're alive, and hopefully there'll be another 113 years, whatever, together. Why shouldn't you get a mitzvah? The maisa was done b'shach p'tur, but the maisa is not part of the mitzvah, so it doesn't matter. That's the Minchas Chinuch, application of his chiddush in a very, very beautiful and compelling way to explain this din, which, again, it's, I think you probably heard this from me in different contexts, but just because I think it's an important kind of thing to be aware, I don't know if I call this a tool, as much as something to be aware of in Lomdus, right? Which is the same information can either be the question or the proof. Right? It's a revolving door, in a certain sense. Right? So this very Gemara could have been like inexplicable proof again, or just it's a one big massive sarachion. But for the Minchas Chinuch, it's not one big massive sarachion. Adaraba, it's the greatest proof, because there's no way to understand that din, says the Minchas Chinuch, unless you accept his mahalach. Let's just do a little bit more to finish this part here. In the parallel of the tragic case where someone had children and died, and we see there that the person is not Yotzei, what we see from that is it's not the Maisabia. We already saw that. We proved that. Well, we saw that last week. We reviewed it this week. The proof from the Havilo Bani V'mesu tragedy is that you see that the mitzvah isn't the bia. The mitzvah is the ongoing totsa'ah, the result of having the children. And the bia is what? Rak ha-hechsher mitzvah nasa b'ptur. But the bia is only the hechsher mitzvah. Okay, so the hechsher mitzvah happened when they were goyim, and they're potter. Okay, but there's nothing to be gained from a hechsher mitzvah, and therefore there's nothing to be lost by saying, your hechsher mitzvah doesn't count. That's like saying a coach got in trouble and we're going to take away all of his preseason victories from his all-time record. They don't count anyway. Who cares? It's not the real season. The only score that counts is during the season, and that's the totzah of having children. For that, he's already Jewish. The only real essence of the mitzvah is the actual having children, right? Did I put more on your sheet, or did you finish the paragraph? Did I put more on the sheet? There's a bunch more. Okay, on this part, yeah. Okay, good. V'hachanami, is that what you have? That's the challenge of me using my safer instead of your handout. Sorry about that. What are we up to in the handout? Okay, I think he goes back and circles back, to the Gemara that we started with. But I think that's the basic point here. Now, if that's such a compelling point, right? And Haraya, so two questions to you, right? Number one is, so what did the Shaka Zariya understand?
Yeah, they understood it was opposite.
Right, so presumably the pashtus is that he's bothered because he doesn't understand the mitzvah being the maisa. He understands the mitzvah, the totzah. He understood the mitzvah being the maisa bia. That's another person to put on the ledger who argues, right? That's number one, right? That's obviously also an important methodological tool that very often the shita that seems to be dead in the water is only dead in the water if you stick with the approach you had. But the fact that they're so bothered by it, that's even more revealing. But good. But now that we can, quote unquote, prove what the Shagasari is thinking, But now we need an answer. Or not only the Shach Zera, we need an answer for Moshe Feinstein, we need an answer for the Hartzvi. How do we get out of this proof? Isn't this the Menchas Chinuch's golden ticket? Yeah.
In the same truth that Rav Moshe, that he quoted last week from Rav Moshe, he says that it's that you always have a chiyuv to have a maisa bia, just that once you have children, you have a pater from that chiyuv.
Good, so that's the same thing that I also quoted again. Excellent. So that's the same thing I quoted from Rav Shach, and I actually didn't go back to see the Rav Moshe recently, so I forgot that he says it, but I did see in that same sefer that I mentioned before, that Rav Shach makes exactly that point. Then the Chanami, he disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch and maybe the Shach Zaryeh, but he disagrees with the reading of the Gemara. How you lubanim begiuso and you convert, they understand, doesn't mean that now mazel tov, you come out of the mikvah, and before you even do anything, you already have. I was only at a few conversions, but it's very typical that right away you give them a mezainis, you give them something to eat, and they make a bracha. Not just because, you know, now that you're Jewish, we love to eat, but because we want you to have a mitzvah right away. You know, have a mitzvah, enjoy. So according to Minchas Chinuch, and it sounds like this is the way the Shach Zaryeh understood the Gemara, even though it's a problem for him. No, it's the second you walk out of the mikvah. In that case, you're yotzei mitzvahs, because in retrospect, now you have these children who are 7 and 10 years old. You know, just the second you walk out of the mikvah and you become Jewish, so when the children walk out of the mikvah, you know, everyone walks out of the mikvah, boom, mitzvahs. So Minchas Chinuch loves that. Shach Zaryeh is stuck by that. But come along these other chronim say, no, that's not the right reading of the Gemara. The right reading of the Gemara isn't Hayyilo Banim Begiyuso, you come out of the mikvah now that you converted with your children, you're yotzei the mitzvah. It's a different thing. It's good news. I would have otherwise told you, you know, I don't know what your plan was for your family, the size of your family, what you were budgeting for tuition, but guess what? Welcome to the Jewish people. We like to have children, and you need to have at least one more boy and one girl. What do you mean? I already have a boy and a girl. Yeah, but those don't count. You might have thought that the person's chiyuv. Kamash Malan said these achronim, Rav Moshe and others. No, the chiddush is that you're potter now because there's a metzias of children. Not that you're yotzei the mitzvah. You're just not chayiv. This ger, if he would have said there's only 612 mitzvahs, we wouldn't have converted him. Right? That's the Befei Rish HaDin. You know, even if the person says, I'm a Kabbalah, it's me, everything but one, we don't convert such a person. But he says, no, I know there's 612 mitzvahs. But we say, yeah, I know you believe that. But for you, it's actually still only 612, not 613, because you're actually potter from Puruvu. So that would be a way to get out of this seemingly compelling proof that the Minchas Chinuch thinks he has. Shach Zaryeh didn't come up with the answer, but this would be an answer for him, and it is an answer that other Acharim say explicitly. Quickly, if you look at the next paragraph, Chav Hey, we won't do that inside, but this is, in conceptually, it's the exact same. Here, do you want this? It's just easy. You can't follow anything with that one. The old-fashioned Minchas Chinuch are impossible.
Yeah.
So in Chav Hey, conceptually, it's the exact same Nafka Mina. It's just with a different example. That is, Im Cheirosh Shota Holidu Baniv Achach Nispaku. Right? If you have a Cheirosh, who's potter for mitzvos, and then Baruch Hashem, they have a Refuah Shalema. So they had children when they were deaf. And now, Baruch Hashem, they're healthy. Do you say they need more? Or is that we don't have a Gemara for? It's just the Minchas Chinuch doing the Minchas Chinuch thing of asking interesting hypotheticals. So Minchas Chinuch says, I can answer that, Lishitasi, just based on the same way I explained the halacha of Nisgayer, so too. In both cases, you have a similar phenomenon. Shas Petur, there was the Bia and the baby. And now that you're Chayiv, maybe the Bia happened with Shas Petur, but there's still the baby. So Lishitaso, just like he understood the convert is Yotzei retroactive, not retroactively, I shouldn't say that, but Mikano Lahaba, the convert was Yotzei, so too the Cheresh will be Yotzei Mikano Lahaba. So again, it's just an extra case, but it's not conceptually that different. Sifkan Chavav, here the Minchas Chinuch raises something different, which is very, very interesting, which has a Hashlachot Lamaisa, far more now than the Minchas Chinuch ever could have dreamed of in his lifetime. And that is Chavav, Ayin Bechalkas Machokek. That's one of the primary commentaries on the page of Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezer. Shenestapik Beisha Shenet Albra Ba'ambati Im Kiim Priria Verivya Ube Shmuel Hevi Raya Dehavi Benol Chodover Umekamokam Nishma Divram Kmoshe Gasavnu De'ein Abi. Okay, fine, we'll get to that one second, what he says. But what's the question? There's a phenomenon that Chazal discussed. Let's leave out the fact that it's hard to understand how it was ever possible scientifically, but that's irrelevant at the moment. But the Gemara discussed, Chazal certainly believed that there could have been a possibility that if a man had been in a bath and had ejaculated, and subsequently a woman was in that bathtub, the semen could have somehow stayed alive in the water and eventually gotten inside of her, and she could have become impregnated. Right? So that has all sorts of interesting nafkaminas. But for our purposes, all of a sudden that jumps off the page. Like, you didn't even need to be the Minchas Chinuch to realize that would be a great nafkamina. Because what have you done with that? You have separated in a way, you know, that you wouldn't otherwise think if you just read, you know, Bereishis Perek Aleph, you know, the way the Torah, you know, the way biology and the Torah describes having children. You wouldn't have realized that you can actually separate the bia from having children. Right? There was no bia. There was no bia. So the Achronim in Eben Ezra at the beginning of Purvu, Hilchos Purvu, ask, could you fulfill the mitzvah of Purvu if there was no bia? So back and forth. But says the Minchas Chinuch, you don't even if you held that the mitzvah is the bia, there wouldn't even be a question. The very act of the question, says the Minchas Chinuch, only makes sense in his opinion if you assume, like him, that the mitzvah is only the children. So you might say, even though the mitzvah is having the children, but we assume that you had bia. Can you really go so far? Or you might say, no, if the whole mitzvah is having children, for 99% of people, that requires bia. But if in this particular child's case, it didn't. Now, I say that, I don't know what the, you know, this was like a totally hypothetical, like, you know, emunas chachamim, you have to trust chazal, knew they were talking about for like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Until, like, not that long ago when they created something called IVF, right? We can now create children without bia. You can take, you know, the genetic material, biological material from the man, from the woman, and in a petri dish, in a lab, you can mix it all together and you can have a shidduch. You can have a mazel tov right there. And then they re-implant that fertilized egg into the woman. And it's not a perfect science, but I don't even know the exact number now in the world, but there are, I don't know if it's in the millions, but it's certainly in the many, many thousands. I just don't know what the numbers are. But enormous numbers of children are literally walking the face of the earth that could never have been born before this technology was perfected. And sure enough, poskim bizmanenu discuss, if a couple has children through IVF, were they fulfilling the mitzvah puruvu or not? Now, on a real life level, the parents are just happy to have a child. They were infertile, now all of a sudden they have a child. They might care, and certainly we in the Beis Medrash care, is that a mitzvah or not? And the answer is, it seems to be a safek. But if you go like the Minchas Chinuch, you certainly make the argument that they are fulfilling the mitzvah. Last but not least, we'll just do for a brief moment the Os Chav Tes. And that is very, very interesting. Yedua machlokas harishonim in mitzvah striches kavana. In general, famous question, do mitzvahs need kavana or not? Ulesvaras atosves, the yotze haase bigmarbia, varitzara kavana lotzes. So, there's a big discussion in the, you know, Rishonim, is Tchilas Bia the mitzvah, in the, or for that matter, in Avera, when you, you know, if you have a Bia Asura, is it Tchilas Bia that counts as the real Bia? Is it the Gemar Bia? So apparently Tosfos holds, we didn't see it inside, we didn't read it together, but he says, Tosfos, I already quoted, tells you that it's the Gemar Bia. And therefore, that you would need Kavana at the end of the act that you're doing this for a mitzvah. However, he says, if you skip to the ach lefi masha kasavnu lamaila, but based on my homahalich, does zeh have a rak hechsher mitzvah? The whole question is irrelevant. The whole question of which part of the maisa bia is it, the tchilas bia, the gemara bia, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's irrelevant from the perspective of kavana, because the shitasi, what's the bia, the tchila, the gemara, the emtsa, the whole thing, it's just what? It's just a hechsher mitzvah. Does anyone think when you're making the shofar, when you're buying the esrog, does that need kavana, the shema? Of course not, says the Minchas Chinuch. Ain't our kavana. Imkei nachanami, just like you don't need kavana when you're buying your esrog or making your shofar, imkei nachanami ain't our kavana. Rakashinoldu lo haben obas astricha kavana. So he says maybe you need kavana then, or he says maybe v'yesh lomar, maybe those kind of mitzvos which aren't maisa focused but are only totzah focused, maybe the whole sugi of kavana doesn't apply, which actually makes much more sense to me, right? Could you imagine everyone's so excited, mazel tov, mazel tov, and you know the yeshiva guy, the avrei kol, saying, no, remember at the last minute, you know, push, no, dear, please, let's have kavana right now for the mitzvah. Right, that guy would be, you know, on divorce watch. That would be a horrible thing to do. So aside from the fact that it's bad, you know, parenting, a bad husbanding, but also, says the Minchas Chinuch, could be that kavanah is only something even to discuss when you're talking about a maisa mitzvah. But here, there's no maisa mitzvah, it's just the totzah, there's nothing to talk about. Shkoyach.